Welcome. This is the Turkish Journal of Immunology, April 2026, Volume 14, Issue 1. You listen to abstract of the article name, The Correlation Between the Onset of Autoinflammatory Response and Gouty Arthritis. Objective. This study aimed to determine the concentration of anti-type 2 collagen, anti-CII, and interleukin-1 beta, IL-1 beta, in patients with hyperuricemia and to evaluate their relationship with uric acid and other hematological parameters. Materials and methods. This case-control study included patients with chronic hyperuricemia and healthy controls. Serum uric acid levels, complete blood counts, and quantitative levels of IL-1 beta and anti-CII antibodies were measured using an enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, ELISA. Results. A total of 80 patients with chronic hyperuricemia and 40 healthy controls were included in the study. Data analysis showed that uric acid, MID cells, anti-CII, and IL-1 beta were significantly higher in patients than in controls. Regression analysis revealed a significant negative correlation between MID cells and hemoglobin, HB, levels. Notably, Illinois-1 beta was the only variable that showed a statistically significant effect on anti-CII levels. Conclusion. The study concludes that the anti-CII-mediated autoimmune response in gout occurs through an IL-1 beta-mediated production axis rather than as a direct consequence of elevated uric acid levels. Moreover, the negative correlation between MID cells and HB suggests that chronic gout may exert a systemic suppressive effect on erythropoiesis. Keywords: gouty arthritis, autoimmunity, anti-CII, IL-1 beta, hyperuricemia, MID. Thank you for listening, have a nice day.